Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. One effect of last year's federal tax cuts is that most people received an immediate increase in their paychecks instead of having to wait until the following spring for their tax refund. Many people complained that their federal tax refunds this year were less than anticipated. As a consequence, some erroneously think that their federal income taxes have increased. It turns out that is mostly false. Because of the tax law changes, people were effectively getting an earlier tax refund when their paychecks increased last year. And despite the complaints from some taxpayers, the IRS reports that the average tax refund check this year is slightly higher than last year. However, with many people thinking their federal income tax refund was smaller, along with other economic and financial news I have been almost alone in sharing with you over the past few months, I predict you'll be shocked over the summer. Typically, many American retailers conduct so-called back-to-school sales in July. This year, to gain an advantage over their competitors, some retailers have already begun such sales, though not calling them back-to-school events. Unfortunately, the results of these early sales have mostly been disappointing. I attribute this result to consumers acknowledging that they are not as flush with cash as politicians, bureaucrats, and the regular media are telling us. I predict that within a month, you will begin to see retailers panicking at falling sales and offering some of the most extreme price discounts ever. As you see these bargain prices, understand this indicates that the U.S. economy is actually in much worse shape than most Americans think. One statistic that you probably have not heard elsewhere is that the most recent Bureau of Labor Statistics Jobs and Unemployment Report for April showed that the seasonally adjusted civilian non-institutional population, meaning the workforce, only had a decline of 9,000 people over the past 12 months who are not employed. That horrible statistic during a time when the U.S. economy is supposedly strong is a scary omen of where the U.S. economy is headed. Are you prepared? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.